So my guest today is Tamra Mercegar, relationship and self-love therapist, author and founder of the school Getting Naked. She is a champion of a cause that is very close to my own heart, which is helping women to fall madly and deeply in love with themselves, their bodies, and their permission for pleasure. So it's a great honor to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome, Tamra.
Thank you, Nicole. It's so lovely to be speaking to you and speaking to someone that is so aligned with our purposes. So thank you.
Absolutely. I feel there's a whole network of us, and it's so lovely to connect and join our forces. So I'd love to really explore Jade Eggs for a little bit with you, because I feel like you're one of Australia's leading people when it comes to Jade Eggs. You have a really amazing website, which I'll leave a link to later on, that has a lot of juicy guidance and tips and info for people who want to start using Jade Eggs. But I read that you first discovered the jade egg when you were seeking to heal a precancerous condition in your cervix. So I'm just wondering if you can tell us how that came about and what the healing unfolded for you.
Yeah, so it was coincidentally around the time that I received that diagnosis that I stumbled across the jade egg. I just returned an abnormal pap smear result, and I was diagnosed as being the stage before cancer. And so being such a high-risk case, the gynecologist wanted to rush me into surgery and perform an operation that essentially could have left me unable to conceive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was, you know, pretty scary at that time. And personally, you know, I always do prefer to take a more natural approach to my healing.
Yep.
So at the time I said no, and I started using the mind clearing techniques that I teach my clients to help them get to the root cause of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have a thought, it triggers a chemical response in the body. Now, if that thought is positive, it guides the body to be well. But if that thought is negative, it makes the body sick.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So every time we fall ill, it's actually our body's way of screaming out to us, try and get our attention to let us know that we have some negative thinking patterns that are essentially sickening the body.
Absolutely. I love the way you put that, though. It's nice and
clear. Yeah. And so if we can actually learn to listen to those messages, then we have the power to heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so this is primarily what I did. I worked with my subconscious mind, as well as using the jade egg to help draw the trauma out of the vaginal tissue and just help bring some love back into that area.
Absolutely. So you using the jade egg was a way of really nurturing that area.
Yeah, and connecting with that area, because often the areas of the body that get sick, we've disassociated from them. That's why they've got sick.
Yes. So this is their way of saying we need some attention. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And so 4 months later, when I returned to my doctor after the initial diagnosis, I was given a clean bill of health, the doctor claiming it had been a miracle.
Yay!
This just shows what our bodies are actually capable of if we have the right tools and techniques at our disposal.
Fantastic. I love that. I love that you're a miracle and you're a miracle worker.
But you know,
we're all really.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. We're all miracle workers. Mm. We just need to understand how to create those miracles for ourselves.
Absolutely. And just digging into that a little bit, what thoughts did you stumble upon that might have been, you know, causing sickness?
Yeah, so I had a lot of fears around being a mother. Okay. So for me, you know, it was about, oh, am I going to be a good mother? And do I even want children? And, you know, what if I stuff up my children? You know, what if I put bad beliefs into them? And I had all of this stuff going on. And there was even the fact that, you know, I'd only been with my partner for about a year and he was 6 years younger than me. And it was like, are we going to be ready to have children at the same time? And, you know, all of this gunky stuff going on. Yes. Yeah.
And just being aware of those thoughts and maybe letting yourself feel the fear rather than have the thoughts. Is that kind of how you process through?
Yeah, so I mean, in the courses I run, I have a very specific technique that I teach people how to remove beliefs.
Mm.
And so, because when we're a child, we're pretty much programmed, much like a computer, on how to think, act, and behave.
Mm.
And we take on beliefs about ourselves that essentially, you know, they sicken us, they stop us from achieving what we want. And they might be beliefs like, I'm not good enough, money doesn't grow on trees, I'm not pretty enough, all that stuff. And this is the sort of stuff that, you know, not only stops us from, you know, having great relationships, or it's what stops us from having a healthy body.
Absolutely. 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 I could talk to you about psychology, but I would like to get back to the jade egg. And just from your own experience and from those of the people you've been leading on a jade egg journey, what do you feel is some of the subtle and not so subtle benefits of using the egg?
Before I started using the jade egg, the only way that I'd know my partner had come when we were having sex was by his facial expression.
Right.
No.
So it wasn't so sensitive.
No, I was completely numb, but I had no awareness of that. I just assumed that that's what vaginas were. And, you know, then now having used the jade egg for years, I feel every tiny quiver, every pulse of my fiancé's penis as he's entering into that orgasmic phase.
Mm.
And, you know, not only is that, you know, arousing for me, it just adds to our connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So you can actually maneuver, you know, with control over your vaginal muscles on how to hold him in places or lead him places, I suppose. So you have a lot more interactive.
You're not just a passive person in that sexual experience.
Yeah.
You're contributing as well.
Yeah.
And because you also learn during the jade egg practice how to melt open your vagina, you can really surrender into those pleasure feelings as well. And surrender is such a huge element of being able to go deep into your pleasure.
Yes.
For me, my vagina is a hell of a lot more sensitive and I can have access now to those deeper vaginal orgasms, which just weren't a reality to me before.
Yes, they're quite elusive to a lot of women. You know, the clitoral orgasm, yeah, sure, we're all over it, but how many times, like, you know, even personally, how many times do I have I had just a purely vaginal orgasm? I can probably count it on two hands. So yeah, I'm looking forward to my jade egg bringing me to this level of sensitivity. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And as far as sexual energy, I mean, I've been using the jade egg just for a few months and I've already just noticed such a better influx of sexual energy. And this energy feels playful and fun and light. But really arousing as well. So, obviously the jade egg really energetically accesses, some flow that, that, you know, obviously it's muscular and it's energetic, but just taps us into something else.
Yeah. So I suppose from the physical perspective, you're bringing fresh blood to the area because that's where the contractions are focused.
Mm-hmm.
But from an energetic perspective, you're also just bringing your intention and your attention to that area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where there's energy starting to move there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really important to understand, and I think this is where people get a little bit confused sometimes, is that sexual energy, it's our life force energy. So it's what created us, yes, but it's also what gets us up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we know when this energy is stagnant because we feel lethargic, we feel tired, run down, stressed, we have a low libido.
Yes.
Yet it's all one and the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we seem to put physical energy and sexual energy in two different baskets when the simple fact is we are energy.
Yes.
And we all need to learn how to connect in with our own energy, feel it moving through our body. And when we have this kind of awareness, pleasure isn't just something saved for sex.
No.
Pleasure is something we experience every moment of every day. Mm-hmm. And we want to be experiencing pleasure, not just because it feels good, but because a body experiencing pure pleasure cannot harbor any form of illness or disease.
Beautiful. Yes. So if that's not motivation, I don't know what is. And it feels good. Just a little bonus. And I also say that it taps us into our soul voice or our, you know, our higher potential, like a whole universe of access to a greater sort of universe of universal being.
Yeah, and that's inside all of us. But the problem is we fill our days with busy, busy, go, 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 distractions, and we essentially abandon ourselves and we stop connecting with ourselves. Mm. And this is, like I said before, this is why people get sick, because they were getting the early signals and the warning signs, but we weren't listening.
Yes, totally.
And you need to listen to your body. And the only way that you can listen is to create stillness and have the space to just be with yourself.
Yeah. Yes. And that's when your body speaks to you.
Yeah.
And whisper.
It does take practice, you know, and when we've been living our life one particular way, busy, busy all the time, it can be really difficult to actually stop and be with ourselves. And we have this monkey mind going around, negative mind chatter all over the place. Mm. And that's why you really need to dedicate yourself to a spiritual practice. And when I say spiritual, I mean just allowing yourself to connect with yourself. There's nothing woo-woo about it. It's developing your relationship with you and creating that space for you to have that connection.
Absolutely. Yes. All for a bit of space for self. Now, I think that actually leads us to a question I'd like to ask you. I'd like you to speak to us as women, as a collective of women, with the voice of our yonis.
The collective voice of our yonis.
Just for a moment. I'd like you to channel that, your wisdom. And if you could be that voice, what is it that you think our yonis would say to us?
Love me.
Love me. I love it.
You know, our vagina is the center of our womanhood, and due to, you know, societal conditioning, we've been taught to feel shame and guilt around it when our vaginas are to be celebrated. And the way that we can celebrate our vagina is to give it our time and energy. And the way I do this is through my regular yoga for the vagina practice, which consists of using the jade egg and moving through a number of specific vaginal exercises in a very surrendered and connected way. And I believe every woman should be doing this kind of self-care practice, because, you know, autopsies done on nuns have shown their sexual organs completely rotted out due to non-use. And this is really common. Mm. Almost one in two women will experience some degree of prolapsed sexual organ in their lifetime.
Yep.
One third of women, they'll need a hysterectomy by the time they're 60.
Mm.
The stats are shocking. You know, fertility affects 12% of women of childbearing age, ovarian cancer, one in 70 women.
Mm.
It's awful. And, you know, we're often reminded that, you know, that we have to exercise our body. That's how we stay fit and healthy. But there's little education on the need to exercise our internal organs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And these stats just show how desperately we need to have a dedicated practice for our vagina.
Yes, absolutely. And if we think about the ovaries, you know, and the womb and what they actually offer to us, metaphysically, it's our potential to create.
Mm-hmm. It's so, opening in there. It's our center. That's what we are as women, and as we women, need to give it that attention.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love love me is what she would say. And coming back to vaginal sensitivity with using the jade egg and just intention and attention. I read on your page somewhere that you believe dildos desensitize our vaginas. And I'm just wondering, does that mean we have to keep them locked away?
Dildos, no. Vibrators, yes.
Okay.
So anything that causes friction, whether it be a vibrator or hard and fast friction sex, will actually desensitize the vagina. And we're taught that hard and fast, in and out, that's what sex looks like, when this actually only numbs the delicate vaginal tissue. And this is why most women need that external stimulation of the clitoris in order to reach orgasm during intercourse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yet there are so many yummy pleasure spots inside the vaginal canal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one we've all heard of is the G-spot.
Yeah.
Now, every single woman has a G-spot. It's just that most women don't experience G-spot orgasms because that area is numb. It's mm-hmm. been desensitized.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the cervix. You know, it has the ability to open a woman up to those full body spiritual orgasms. Yet because it often gets quite a pounding, it can shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is where the jade egg is really effective in helping dissolve the tension so that you can start enjoying those deeper vaginal orgasms as well. Because, you know, inside the vagina, that's where a woman's really good, juicy pleasure centers are.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I suppose in answer to your question about locking our toys in the top drawer, I would say, yes, throw out the vibrators mm-hmm. or only use them on rare occasion mm-hmm. because women who do use them a lot tend to have trouble orgasming with their partner because of the desensitization.
Yes.
And my suggestion is get a jade egg instead because, mm-hmm. you know, unlike vibrators, a jade egg will wake you up, mm-hmm. you know, whereas the vibrator, it will put you to sleep.
Love it. That's an easy way to do it. So just, you know, sporadically rather than every time sort of thing.
Yeah.
And what, apart from the jade egg, and obviously you've just mentioned yoga for the vagina, what are some of your other vaginal health care essentials?
Yeah, so when it comes to vaginal health care, you know, just simply having an awareness of your vagina is a really good start. You know, getting to know your vagina, exploring the vagina, and obviously the jade egg practice is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But also not allowing anything inside of you until your vagina is ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know your vagina is ready to have something go inside because it will be gushing wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we know a man's ready to go by the hardness of his erect penis,
mm-hmm.
but a woman's barometer to her arousal is how wet she is. So if she's not gushing wet, she's not ready to be entered. And slapping on some lube,
mm-hmm.
that's not healthy either because the vagina is designed to let you know, okay, we're ready, come on inside.
Yeah.
And if we don't listen to those signs, we do risk vaginal scarring and further desensitization, which is really common.
So we are kind of ignoring her signals when we just slap on some lube. And but I find that some vaginas are very dry and when they're totally numb and desensitized, they might not actually get wet. So wetness is actually a sign of health.
Exactly. Also, you want to make sure that you're hydrated properly because if you're not drinking enough water, then your body doesn't have enough to secrete.
Mm-hmm.
But there are glands that run along the vaginal canal.
Yep.
And if they're not working properly, that's part of the reason why you won't be getting as wet as you need to be getting. And again, you know, the jade egg is amazing in massaging those glands back into working order. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even women going through menopause can become juicy wet again just by using the jade egg regularly.
Oh, we love you, jade egg. I'm just so loving my jade egg experience. And just on a side note, I'm also loving when I'm menstruating the menstrual cup. I'm just wondering, are you also using one of those or advocating that?
Yeah, so that was the other thing I was going to mention was if you are using pads and tampons, you want to make sure that they're chemical-free because we don't want to be putting toxic foods in our mouth, neither do we want to be putting toxins in our vagina because they do poison us.
Mm-hmm.
I do use a cup at the nighttime because I do get quite heavy bleeding. But I do tend to use pads and tampons as well. Mm-hmm. It's just depending on what I'm feeling I need at that particular point. But all of mine are all organic, chemical-free.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just absolutely loving the menstrual cup, you know, for so many reasons. But I think as well, the tone. I think it's, you know, because you don't use your jade egg. Well, personally, I don't use my jade egg when I'm menstruating, but feel like the vagina's still actually getting some tone in that downtime with the menstrual cup as well.
And it's an interesting one with, you know, your choice on whether you use the jade egg when you're menstruating. And people ask me, should I?
Mm.
And I say, well, I don't know, should you? because it's a personal preference and you've got to go with what feels right for you.
Mm.
And for me personally, no, I don't use it. Yeah. I'm just not drawn to it at that particular time. And I suppose that's what's really important for women to learn, is to trust themselves. Yeah. And if you feel that you want to use it during your period, well, then absolutely. But if you feel not to, well, then don't.
Yeah.
And the same with, you know, how long should I use my jade egg for? I don't know. How long should you use it for?
Yes. Yeah.
You've got to really listen to your body. And when I first started, you know, I'd do maybe like a half hour, an hour practice, and then I'd leave it in. And yeah. generally after a couple of hours, it'd push itself out. And I'd be like, no, I want to keep going. And it's like, no, my muscles are fatigued.
Yes.
It's had enough.
Yes, I've experienced that. And I've experienced that when I'm walking around the supermarket at times. So it's important to be prepared.
And, you know, the other warning that I have for women too is if you are wearing it around, make sure you're holding on to the string when you go to the toilet, yes. because otherwise they can fall out yes. as you get used to, you know, which muscles are activating what.
Yes, exactly. You have more control.
Not pretty. Not pretty. I think every woman needs to know. You'll probably experience that at least once.
Absolutely.
Completely normal.
Happens for the best of it.
Yeah.
One more question I'd like to ask you. You have a really beautiful relationship e-course on your site. And it just leads me to the question, vaginal well-being, libido and relationships. And maybe if you could just talk on what vaginal well-being offers to libido and the rest of our lives and relationships.
Sure. So, you know, as a society, like I said, we have become very disconnected, not only from our vaginas, but from our bodies as a whole. And, you know, we don't listen to our body. And as a result, we do get sick and our organs stop functioning as they were designed. And when our energy is low, then of course our libido declines.
Mm.
And so, you know, in order for us to have a really great relationship with ourselves, we do need to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we love ourselves into wellness. We love ourselves so then that we have that high energy. So then that, yeah, we do want sex.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that we do this is to listen to ourselves. And in the Remarkable Relationships course that you were referring to, you know, I teach people how to connect with themselves and clear the mental and emotional and energetic gunk that is holding them back from self-love.
Yeah.
Because I believe our purpose in life is to learn to love ourselves. You know, self-love is what it's all about, because when we love ourselves, that's when we have our health back. That's when we have confidence. We believe in ourselves to pursue our calling, to nurture our most important vehicle, which is our body, and to treat ourselves with respect.
Yes. And to light up our patch of the world.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and in order to have healthy relationships with other people, we do first need to have a healthy relationship with ourselves. We are the center of our own world. So when life starts spinning out of control, we need to know how to come back to ourselves, to be with ourselves. Because we do have all the answers inside, and this is the core of what I teach in my course. You know, how to become your own teacher, your own guru, and your own healer.
Beautiful. Yeah, and then you have all the answers inside. You don't have to continually study in or in order to have your and your answers.
Yeah. Because life is our education. you know, it is believed that we're spiritual beings that have come to planet Earth to have a human experience and to gather all the learning so then that we can continue our spiritual journey. And, you know, I don't believe that we're here to be in therapy, but we do need to have the tools and techniques that as challenges come up, because they will, this is what life's about, that's how we grow, that we need to be able to learn how to work through them ourselves. And I don't think that you should be reliant on another person for that. So that's what I'm about, making people self-reliant.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And so just bringing it back to vaginal well-being. Is kind of pivotal and core to that, because it's about loving your wholeness and your self-love making you really well.
Yeah. And the jade egg practice is just one of the most beautiful ways to love yourself. It's a really nurturing practice. It is, it's not like going to the gym and doing a grueling workout. It's about surrendering and relaxing and melting open, because there is so much power in relaxation. Because when we relax and we let go of tension, that's when we actually allow the energy to move around the body on its own. And, you know, this is actually how I came to start studying this, is I started experiencing orgasms on the massage table.
Wow.
I was like, shocked, how could that happen without any genital stimulation? And the reason for that was because I was in such a relaxed and surrendered space that the energy literally started moving on its own. And that's where the misconceptions happen of hard and fast, go, go, go. Mm-hmm. That actually stops the energy moving, and we need bigger and more to get more pleasure.
Yes.
Whereas if we stop and we be with ourselves and allow the energy to move, it will.
Mm-hmm. It will.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow. Wow. Orgasms on the massage table. Do you still experience that, or are you?
Yeah. Not so now.
Your partner loved giving you a massage.
It was quite the funny thing, because, you know, I do like getting massages, you know, with other people. And they're generally always women, and they know it happens, and I'm okay with it, because, you know, it just shows that I'm actually being with my body.
Yeah.
And it's not about me being turned on by that person. It's literally about me feeling my energy move. And that's where I think we really need to stop thinking of sex in the way that we're taught, because sex is who we are, and it's really not about the other person.
Yes. And so holding back on your sexual pleasure on the massage table as an example is you not actually allowing your truth. Exactly. And it's holding back on yourself and denying pleasure.
Totally. And I did do that for a while, because I thought it was bad to experience pleasure with a stranger or a another woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to experience pleasure, and we need to give ourselves that permission.
Mm.
And it's okay. And it's not cheating.
No.
The only time we cheat is when we cheat on ourselves by denying ourselves that pleasure.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I feel like there's so much juicy stuff there for us to all get our heads around. And pretty much the message here is, go get yourself the jade egg and love your vagina.
Absolutely.
And with that, those two pieces of advice, I think, you know, there'll be a lot more happy women around.
Absolutely.
Well, so Tamara, do you want to just share where people can get in touch with you online?
Yeah, so the best place is the website, and that's gettingnaked.com.au. It's more about emotional and mental nakedness, stripping back the layers so then that we can actually open ourselves up to pleasure. So there's lots of great resources on there. Send me an email with questions. I'm always available to help.
Such beautiful generosity, and your site really is chock-a-block with information. It's a real resource, so absolutely I'll leave a link below this audio. And thank you so much for chatting today.
Pleasure, it's been amazing.
With your vaginal exploits in the future.
Thank you, and you too. It only goes deeper and deeper, so enjoy.
Bye-bye.